We give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Somebody ready for what God has in stock today, say aloud, amen. Anointing for royalty this morning. It is still in the line of pathway to royalty, but we will go straight to the point on the subject of anointing for royalty. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say unto you, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father has led the care of the asses and surrendered for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bowl of wine, and they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The anointing, the oil, throughout scripture is used for the positioning of kings in Israel. For a king to be king in Israel, his head must receive the oil. And if we are trusting God today to be kings in any realm, in any domain, in any phase of life, ministry, business, political world, financial realm, the anointing is non-negotiable. I'll give three examples of people who were positioned as kings by the oil. First example was Saul, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 to 5. Saul was the wanderer, roamer about, who collided with the anointing. That took him from looking for donkeys to looking after a kingdom. He was a wanderer. Second example, David. David was the non-qualified son of Jesse in the eyes of men, who was abandoned in the wilderness. He wasn't qualified to be invited. He wasn't qualified to be called. David was that one that the oil located, the oil of gladness above his fellows, the oil located and positioned him as king in Israel. David. These two people did not struggle for kingship. I want you to notice that they didn't struggle, as it were. But the oil located them. Example number three, Solomon. In the case of Solomon, two other people had struggled to be king before him. Absalom and Adonijah, or Adonijah, the son of Haggith, two of them. They have struggled to be kings before him. But on none of them was the oil poured. So their kingship ambition had no future. But for Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 1 and in verse 39, Zadok, the priest, took the horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet. And all the people said, God save King Solomon. Verse 14. And all the people came up after him. And the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent again, rent to the sound of them. That was Solomon. Solomon and son of Adonijah and all his guests that were with him, trying to make themselves king without oil, made an end of the eating. And they heard the trumpet and so on and so forth, and they had to scatter. They were trying to organize for themselves kingship without oil. Every oilless king is a useless king. Every oilless king is a futureless king. Any throne that was given without the oil in the scripture is a throne without a future. Oilless king is useless king. Oilless king is futureless king. Oilless king is voiceless king. Hallelujah. One thing I want you to understand this morning is it doesn't matter who you are. Maybe you may have been a wanderer like Saul, or a forgotten, unqualified person like David, or in fact, a no candidate at all like Solomon. Solomon was a son that came from the relationship between David and Beersheba, somebody's wife. But once the oil is able to locate you, and it's going to locate somebody this morning, it doesn't matter what people say or feel, God will do what he will do. And the great thing is that the oil is not in the hand of a man. Otherwise, many of us will not be anywhere. If the anointing was in the hand of your father's enemy, if the oil was in the hand of a witch or a wizard, if the oil was in the hand of society, you won't be anywhere. Thank God the one who owns the oil is Jehovah. And he's the one to release that oil this morning. And the oil is coming upon somebody. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. What is the effect of the anointing? When I say oil, I'm using them interchangeably. It's not just the physical oil, but the spiritual anointing. What is the implication, the effect of the oil or the anointing? The oil, in bracket the anointing, establishes authority or power on the head of the anointed. It establishes authority or power on the head or life of the anointed. The oil, that is the anointing, establishes the crown. What did I say? It establishes authority. Is that the first thing I said? All right. Establishes authority or power on the head of the anointed, on the life of the anointed, the life of the anointed. Psalm 92 verse 10 says, my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. When the oil comes upon your head, your horn is established. The horn is symbolic of authority. Your horn is established. Your authority cannot be undermined. What you represent in your generation can't be questioned. Number two, the oil, that's the anointing, establishes the crown on the head of the anointed. The oil establishes the crown on the head of the anointed. In Leviticus chapter 21 and in verse 12, he said, the beeper, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon his head. The crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon his head. The anoint, the oil, the anointing establishes the crown on the head of the anointed. The anointing literally crowns you, or it confirms the crown that you carry, positions the crown on your life, establishes you in authority. Somebody say amen. When I was a child, my mother told me this story. She said that when she was pregnant, at 6 months thereabout, she saw a revelation of someone who brought basin carrying many bottles of oil. And he said, this child that is to be born, this oil is for his head. And it's a basin carrying many bottles. Now, I tell you why I'm telling the story. Then she said, when I was born and I was a little child, growing up like 2 or 3 years, I told her to be calling me a kingship title, that this is my name. Call me like this. Yes. Just be calling, call me like this. This is my title. As a small child, 2 years, 3 years old, as I'm talking, I'm linking that oil to that title. Childhood. It confirms the crown on your head. That is, if God has oiled your head, he has crowned your life. If he has oiled your head, it means he has crowned your life. I am here to announce to somebody today, a crown is coming upon your head. 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 You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Thirdly, the oil, that's the anointing, releases the fragrance of favor or acceptance on the life of the anointed. Call it the fragrance of favor. It establishes the fragrance of favor on the life of the anointed. When the anointing of God is upon your life, we spoke about that yesterday, it establishes the fragrance of favor. We saw that in the life of Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, all the way to verse 5. After Samuel took a vial of oil, poured it upon his head, kissed him, and said, this is because God has anointed you captain. And then as you go, people will greet you and give you things. Favor is natural where the oil is present. Favor is the flow where the oil is present. There are people here today, you don't know what favor is all about. After this conference, you will know. Everyone who has come in here and there has been a challenge of rejection, by this conference, it is deleted forever. By that favor, those who need to find their wife will find their wives and husbands. For he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. By that favor, those who will find their jobs will find their jobs, and their jobs will find them. By that favor, those who will conquer their possessions will conquer their possession. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Number four is very important. The oil. That is the anointing. Facilitates the announcement of the anointed. The oil, the anointing, facilitates the announcement of the anointed. When the anointing of God is upon your head and upon your life, you are effortlessly announced to your generation. When Jesus was baptized and the heaven opened and they had descended bodily, they dove upon him. Then there came the voice from heaven. Verse 17 of Matthew chapter 3. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. As the power landed, the announcement happened. But I'd like you to see the direct one that happened for Solomon in 1 Kings 1:39. Look at it again. 1 Kings 1:39. And Zadok, the priest, took an horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And after the anointing, they blew the trumpet. They blew the trumpet. And all the people said, God save the king. They blew the trumpet. Anointing is for announcement. The oil came upon him. They blew the trumpet. It is an abomination for you to be anointed and not be announced. Something is wrong somewhere. If God has anointed you or laid his hands on you and nobody is aware of your assignment, nobody is aware that God has called you or has sent you, something is wrong somewhere. If the oil comes upon the head, the trumpet must be blown. And they blew the trumpet. And they blew the trumpet. And they blew the trumpet. Here it is. The anointing is for the announcement of the anointed and the annoyance of the enemy. Oh, that is, the devil can do nothing. He will be angry, but he can do nothing. You are anointed to be announced, and you are anointed for the enemy and his agents to be annoyed, but they can't stop you. But they can't stop you. They can't do anything about your life, anything about your destiny. I prophesy by the mantle of God upon my life in this season. Something is coming upon your life, and you will be announced to your generation. You will be announced to your generation. You will be announced to your generation. This morning, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence. Very, very important. Very, very important. And as they blew the trumpet, everybody said, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. Verse 40. And all the people came up after him. That is number five. The oil or the anointing compels the followership of the people. The followership or the submission of the people. Under the anointed. And all the people came. I want you to look at it again. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 40. And all the people came up after him. They lined up behind him. Why? Because there was something on his head. There was something on his life that compelled the lining up of the people behind him. You are not permitted to be anointed and pastor an empty church. You are not permitted to be anointed and run a dry assignment. Preach in an empty crusade ground. And all the people lined up after him. You don't coerce them. You don't force them. You don't cajole them. The fact is that something is upon your life. Now it was not only people that came out. Look at that. And they see with pipes, and the people with pipes piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. Adonijah and all the people went. But it was a celebration. And just like we saw in the case of Saul, that he went and the favor came and the resources came. When the anointing comes upon you, you compel the submission both of both people and supplies. And that shall happen to somebody this morning. Those who have been questioning your call will be the first to surrender. Those who have doubted that God sent you, by what is going to come on your head today, God himself will convince them that he sent you. Can somebody say a loud amen? Somebody say a believer's amen. A louder believer's amen. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing and the oil, and I am established in authority, and the crown is established on my life, and the fragrance of favor is on my life, and I am announced to my generation, and I compel the followership and the submission of the people of my generation. Take your seat. Finally, who does God anoint? I'll just give you two sets of people. Psalm 89. Verse 20. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Two qualities here. Number one, God anoints servants, not masters. I have found David, my servant. God anoints servants, not masters. Anoints servants, not bosses. He's not looking for a boss to anoint. God anoints people whose arrogance have been conquered, in whose life ostentatious existence, braggadocious living has been conquered. God anoints the simple. He anoints the humble. He anoints those who have a point to prove. He anoints those who are not out for show. For show. They are not trying to show something. The greatest enemy of the oil is pride. That was what crushed It crushed Lucifer. It crushed him from his throne. That was what killed Absalom. That was what killed Saul. The greatest enemy of the oil is pride. There are so many people today who could have walked in a greater dimension of anointing, but they have been forbidden by the pride. God said, you haven't started and yet your shoulder is like this. If I start with you, what will you become? Just remain there. Just remain in frustration. Remain in stagnation. God does not anoint people who will serve themselves. He will anoint people who will serve him. Am I communicating at all? Please bear this in mind so that we can remain simple and remain humble. No matter how big God is going to take us, that we must remain small in our eyes. That we don't come to a point where we begin to worship ourselves or we make people to worship us. Am I communicating? Because human beings are looking for what to worship. They can't see God. When they couldn't see Moses, they molded the calf. They are permanently looking for what to worship. They are looking for what or who to worship. If they can't find, they will create. And if you are available, they will worship you. That's it. See, we put that fountain there at the place there for beauty, for decoration, it's just by inspiration we did it. And it's there. And before you knew it, people want to worship it. People will carry gallon from everywhere to come and fetch water. They won't enter church. They will go there straight and fetch water. They call it Pool of Siloam. That's the name they gave it by themselves. There is a cross in that pool, so it is healing. Every time I see it, my spirit is grieved. Grieved. What is this? I came all the way from Yola. He brought gallon to come and fetch water. Just can't. Holy water. All manner, everywhere. Even of the people who are not Christians at all. So we barricaded it. We barricaded it so that you can only see the water. You can't fetch it. Even the barricade, they opened it. We saw some people open it yesterday. Or possibly jump into it. That is the... Broke the padlock, they broke it, opened it, and then I don't know whether the other one was selling it to other people. Because he was standing there and controlling the people are always looking for what to worship. Pastor Joseph was telling me now. That I went to do foundation laying ceremony somewhere. Anointed the ground, anointed the block for foundation. They stole the block. They blocked. the block that was anointed for foundation laying for the purpose of the building. Somebody stole it. What result will he get? Out of stealing. Take your seat. So we have to be very, very careful. Please be seated. So just try your best. Try your best. Try your best. Try your best in all to maintain, to confirm to God that He's in charge. Just confirm permanently to God that you remain who you are for Him, His servant. Just by privilege to be near Him. Just the privilege of closeness. The privilege of association. Our journey is still very far. We haven't started anything yet. Don't let any pride stop you. Don't let any premature arrival mentality stop you. Don't let any worship of the people stop you. forbid it, resist it, refuse it, and confirm to God, I am permanently your servant. God anoints servants. Number two, God anoints those who will establish his hand in the earth. He said, with whom my hand shall be established. That is, people who will establish his purpose on the earth. People whose passion is, Lord, what you want to do on earth, I line up with you to do it. T.L. Osborne said, success in life is finding out what God wants to do and doing it with God. If you can ever find out, God, what do you want to do? And you join forces with God to do it, success is confirmed. With whom my hand shall be established. I want to break the back of the devil. I am looking for who will join forces with me to break that back. As I am not on earth physically, I'm looking for a human vessel. I want to rescue millions from the pit of hell. I want hell empty and heaven populated. I want somebody to join forces with me. Anybody who has such a passion, I will anoint him. Anybody who has such a passion, I will anoint him. Anyone who wants my hand to manifest heavily on the earth, to save the lost, to rescue the perishing, to deliver the oppressed, I will anoint such a person. Anyone who wants my hand to be released in his nation, to see revival in his country, in his community, in his generation, that is who I am looking for to anoint. I am not planning to anoint somebody who wants to use the anointing to make money. I am not planning to anoint somebody who wants to use the anointing to make a name. I am not planning to anoint somebody who wants to use the anointing to show that he is somebody. I want to anoint somebody with whom my hand shall be established. I want to release my hand heavily upon the earth. And I want somebody who will assist in getting that done. If I see such a person, he won't beg me for anointing. If I see a person who has a passion for souls, I see a person who wants to run false prophets and false teachers and false apostles and false everybody out of town. If I see a person who wants to evangelize the lost, that person won't beg me to anoint him. I am the one looking for the person. He said, I have found, which means I'm looking for somebody with the heart of a servant. I am looking for somebody who will establish my hand in his generation, through whom people can say there is God. Through that person's life, let people say there is God. Let people say the power of God is real. Let people say God is alive. If there is any such person here, stand up on your feet. I am here, Lord. One thing God said to me many years ago that I can never forget. He said, I am not looking for who to share glory with. I am looking for who to use, not who to share my glory with. I can share anything, but not my glory. So I'm not looking for who to share it with. I am looking for who to spread it through, not share it with. Very important. When that passion, Lord, in my generation, depend on me. In my community, in my family, please trust me. Do what you want to do. I line up with you. Then you are set for this anointing that will cause you to be announced. And listen, the anointing that will break the yoke of people will break your own yoke as well.
You cannot carry water and be wet. The pipe cannot transmit water and be dry. It will break your own yokes. And so if you are here this morning and this anointing comes upon your life, as God will use you to touch your generation, that touch will start from yourself. The breaking of the yoke will start from yourself. The breaking of the bondage will start from you. You will not receive this anointing and remain chronically single, or remain barren, or remain HIV positive, or remain hepatitis positive, or remain frustrated and poverty stricken. You cannot receive this anointing and remain at the back in life.
I see revival. I see lands that they said could not be entered, effortlessly opened.
Hey! I see nations that couldn't be entered before, begging for the gospel to come to them. I see hard grounds explode in fire. And we are in the season now. We are in the season now. As we are now, we are in that season. As we step into 2020, it will be fire burning everywhere. Are you hearing what I am saying here? Burning everywhere, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the seas, what you did, nobody came. You did half of it, people came times 10. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the season is here, the ground is broken, the fire is burning, and the oil is flowing. It shall not be struggle as usual, says the Spirit of the Lord. For the hand of the Lord shall be released, as it was in the days of Elijah, and you shall begin to run with a speed that is faster than the speed of the twister and the speed of a tornado. And there shall be devastation in the camp of the wicked, as it is written, a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burning. The land before them is like the garden of Eden, and behind them a desolate wilderness, and nothing shall escape. The principalities cannot escape anymore. The forces of darkness cannot escape anymore. The witches and the witchcraft powers cannot escape anymore. The forces of hell cannot escape anymore, because it's a new season, a new phase, a new opening. Lift your voice and your hands. Mahashata kalabarababa. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. 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 Lemaya hasadaya. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Mashatalabara. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Mesalabaradis. Messi televere yalalashtu. Pray in the Spirit. 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 Nigeria, Africa, Europe shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the seas, Nigeria, Europe, Africa, America, North America, South America, Australia, Asia shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the seas, Lama ya 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 hash. Le perete sina malaya. Let us say telebere ya la la hashta. Let us see calamas. See calamanas. See calamanas. See calamanas. See calamanas. See calamanas. Le berenimias. Le berenimias.
Esila mamanas. Lipere de yara yala la hashta. Lete pere tese linima. Linima de yala la hashta. Lete site levere yadas. Lete frete sina mamayala yala hashta. Le perete sina mamagade yala la hashta. Le barane yala la hashta. Le barane yala gagasta. Le fito maratine mene megadasi. Nemegedesa, libera mananasa, le feredisa, lima ne maia la lasta, le peredisa, lima ne maia la lasta, le ferretesuni, che le menege alla lasta, messa radis, le peredigadasa, le tesete le minadas, le tesore te minamanas, le cascadine mea la lasta. Let it be, Lord. A new season. A new phase. Masha ta 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 ta. In the name of Jesus. Hold the hand of the person next to you and let's hold our hands together. Father, we ask for revival over our nation. This oil, let it flow. As we receive now, let it flow on our land. And you are going to anoint our streets, our land, the nation, wherever you have come from. Let it flow. Let the back of the enemy be broken. Let what has been prophesied be realized. In the name of Jesus, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. The anointing of God shall not only begin to deliver individuals, but cities, territories, nations, including this one, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for the manifestation of revival in our nation, in our communities, in our cities, in our families, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Visit us. Soul-winning revival. Signs and wonders, miracles, deliverance, revival, worship, revival, healing, revival, apostolic, prophetic, revival, church growth, explosion, revival. Let it be financial, revival, explosion in Christian businesses and finances. Let it be. In this season, we make demands on revival for our nation, for our generation. We receive now. Open your mouth and pray. Mahashadadash. Le peretesinanash. Le tesinamayanish. Maradagayalayalahashta. Let it be in Jesus' precious name. Get your hands up. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophets said it should be. All over the world, there is a mighty revelation of the God of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Oh, all over the world. And this revival, the Lord is saying to someone just now that today is the beginning of the deliverance of your father's house. 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 The yoke, the help are there. The yoke, the bondage. The yoke, the bondage. The yoke, the idolatry, the witchcraft, the occultism. Hey! The spirit of this age, the spirit of irresponsibility and irreligion. Today is the deliverance of that father's house. Today is the deliverance of that loved one you've been praying for and trusting God for. Your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, your brother. Today is the deliverance. That's right, that's right, that's right. Power. A spell is about to be dissolved from somebody's life. An occultic spell. Something that was placed on you by somebody close to you. As close as blood. A spell, a curse, and an occultic manipulation over your life that was placed upon you by somebody close to you. As close as blood. Today, that spell is broken. That occultic manipulation is broken. Get your hands.
The spirit is moving over the world as the prophet said it should be. All over the world.
There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, all over the world, oh, the spirit of the Lord is moving. The spirit is moving. Occultically, your treasure belonging to you is just broken right now, and what is yours is entering your hand. And any other location or place where they kept what is yours You even saw it in Revelation where something belonging to you was locked up somewhere. I am here by the anointing of the Lord to announce by this impartation this morning. It's released. Put your hands. Join them. That which is locked up regarding you is open now. Open now. The treasure is open now. That which is locked up is open now. It's open now. Pick up your bottles of oil.
The Spirit of the Lord is moving.
It high. I want those who want their sins forgiven, genuinely born again, to give their life to Christ. I want those to come forward. You will receive your own anointing in the front. Anywhere you are, you quickly come forward. You quickly come forward. You are not sure of your salvation and you want your sins forgiven. Be one. Be coming quickly. We don't have the time. You come with your Bibles, you come with your bottle of oil as well to make your ways right. While they are doing so, I'm speaking into the oil. Father, today by the reason of the anointing, what has been spoken and prophesied and declared and announced, I decree upon these bottles of oil of royalty, let this anointing establish the authority, the power on the life and head of your people. And by this anointing, every captivity of your life be swallowed up. By this anointing and by this authority, every situation of captivity, situation of servitude, situation of slavery, be broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let this anointing establish a crown upon your head. Amen. I have just heard of the situation of stolen crowns in the realm of the spirit. Stolen crowns, diverted crowns. There are people here today, other people are shining using your crown and shining occultically by witchcraft operation. They are established and they are in distinction, but using your crown and diverted your favor, diverted your glory by the rinsing of this anointing. I declare the restoration of your crown, the restoration of your glory, the restoration of your favor in the name of Jesus. By this anointing, the spirit of poverty cannot stand. Amen. The spirit of barrenness cannot survive. The spirit of singleness cannot survive. Chronic singleness cannot survive. HIV cannot survive. Hepatitis cannot survive. Tuberculosis cannot survive. Peptic ulcer cannot survive. In the name of Jesus. I declare the fresh release of favor. Every demon of rejection, every spirit of disfavor, every spirit of bad luck that followed you here, by this anointing, it is wiped off forever. It is deleted forever. It is erased forever. In the name of Jesus. It's your season to be announced. You have survived in obscurity for too long. Survived in obscurity for too long. The devil has hidden your life for too long. He covered you for too long. He is afraid in case you are revealed and exposed. He doesn't know what he will take when he sees your manifestation. But today I declare everything they used to cover your life is set on fire. And I decree your announcement to your generation. 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 You are saying amen. Shout the loudest. Amen. Say the voice of your family should not be heard, and the voice of your the voice of your destiny should not be heard, but by the reason of this anointing, it is you that God will use to make the voice of your family to be heard, and your voice shall be heard. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. And your voice shall be heard, and the kingdom of God shall prosper. By this anointing, as many as have been designed by God to be pastored by you, to be led by you, to be influenced by your influence, and to be influenced by your ministry, influenced by your assignment, influenced by your destiny, as many of those people as God has designed, I prophesy, they shall look for you. They shall locate you. They shall look for you. They shall locate you. Shout the loudest. Amen. And now,
through this oil the help of God to remain a servant be released upon you. Grace and victory over the demon of pride and arrogance be released upon you. By this same anointing, passion to establish the agenda of God in your generation, passion to do the will of God in your generation, passion to establish the purpose of the Almighty in your generation, that passion be released upon you. Lift up the oil. What happened?
Very accurate, sir. This is Pastor Ezekiel Obikundo from Port Harcourt. He said the word that came for him was, that which is locked up is open now. Very accurate and precise, sir. That has been his expectation. He came desperately. According to him, he said he finished his first degree in 1997 from secondary school, from primary school all the way to master's level. He did very well. He read petroleum engineering. He said, successful in education, stepped into ministry. Ministry has been a battlefield, according to him, nothing working. He said he knew very well he was loaded with potential, but there was no expression. Life filled with treasures, but everything bottled up. That was his expectation. Before you walk up to him, he said God opened his eyes where he saw the suit he was wearing was taken and a new one was released. And immediately you walk up to him.
And immediately after that, I walked up to him.
And right now he believes that he's...
Lift your hands high. Every treasure belonging to you locked up by this same anointing, it is opened up. Every wrong garment on you that is a wrong manifestation, today it is removed. And the right one is placed on you.
By this anointing today, step into revival. In the city, in the nation, in the land. Personal spiritual revival for yourself.
Hold your hand with your wife. And lift it up. Fresh. Lift up the bottle now. Of the oil now. Father, thank you because it is done. Don't forget that you will anoint the streets, anoint your house, your office, the city. Let it flow. Take it in your hand now. Close the bottle and drop it if possible so it doesn't pour. And lift the hand that has the oil.
Let it flow! Let it flow! Let it flow! Let it flow! Let the fire from the throne
If it's time, at the count of seven, you place it on your hand and you scream, I receive. Receive what? The oil, the fire, the crown, the favor, the authority. Ahashadia. Father, let everything preached this morning be communicated through this oil and let it be transmitted right now. At the count of seven, you scream, you receive, then you begin to blast in tongues. There will be healings, there will be deliverances, there will be encounters, there will be visions, there will be revelations. Diverse things will happen. Are you ready? Lift your hand high. Be ready to pray aggressively. Now let it flow. Receive it at the count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six. Again, lift your hand. Something is about to happen. Leper, something is about to break out of this house and break upon the streets and break upon the cities and upon the nations. In the name of Jesus. One, two. Rock,
Pray.